escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two of KMOX is at your service tonight here on a Thursday night. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair here in the heart of Mid-America. 9:06 is your time. And I'll tell you what, folks, it's always such a great time to be here on KMOX for At Your Service, and a lot of great guests and all this stuff that I'm able to do. It's just so much fun, and I still enjoy it after 22 years, it's still a lot of fun. So I hope you enjoy it just as much as I do. So let's just jump right back into it, and let's bring in our next guest. His name is Jonathan Ogle. He's a marketing expert at the. He's also the co-owner of the Infinite Agency, and he's been kind enough to hang out with us here on KMOX is at your service. Jonathan, thanks for coming on the program.
Greg, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here to talk Super Bowl.
Yes, absolutely. And more Super Bowl talk that we're going to talk about. And we're going to talk about something that everybody, I don't care if you're a fan, if you're not a fan, but when that Super Bowl play goes off and it goes commercial, everybody's glued to the TV. And Jonathan's been kind enough to hang out with us and talk a little Super Bowl commercials.
Absolutely.
Now, it seems like, the last couple of years, it seems like companies are kind of giving us a little teaser of their Super Bowl commercials, and they're always all known for most of them pretty funny, or their great information they have, or some kind of story to almost every one of the commercials.
Man, that's right. What you've seen is a trend for a lot of these brands to pick up a little bit of extra earned media. For people like you and me talking about it on the radio, talking about their ads. So they started to release either teasers, little six-second spots, or releasing press releases about their ads. Some of them even just going ahead and starting to air the ads prior to get some extra eyeballs on them. So that's an interesting trend we're seeing these days.
No, I agree more. I kind of liked them when they kept them to the vest and they kept them, you wouldn't see them till the Super Bowl. It's kind of like, when I was a kid and MTV was around, you had to wait for that next video to come up.
I mean, I kind of agree with you, too. I feel like it's a sad thing that we're watching everybody, see it doesn't make me any sadder to, like, watch the Super Bowl and see an ad that I've already seen, right?
Right.
That's when you go get the popcorn, I guess.
Exactly. And we're also seeing more and more stars involved in some of these commercials, or I should say, plays on other TV shows, things like that.
Oh, man, absolutely. One of the things that's been crazy this year is the amount of stars that are just in almost every brand spot, from Serena Williams, Tony Romo, Jimmy Butler, a lot of those in the Anheuser-Busch and Michelob Ultra spots. But you've got stars across the board. We're seeing a lot of nostalgia come back this year that you're going to see in some of these Super Bowl ads. Like, you know, people speaking back towards, like, Breaking Bad, Clueless. Alicia Silverstone's going to be starring in a spot. You know, Will Ferrell, John Hamm. I mean, you just name them. A lot of the stars are capturing the attention of the audiences for these brands, which is probably a smart move on their part to kind of gain that emotional connection that people have with stars. But I oftentimes think that, like, you can't crutch. You know, a great Super Bowl ad doesn't just have stars in it. It's got to have a funny content, or it's got to have something, a twist or a plot twist in it, to make the ad great, in my opinion. But what do you think? What are some of your favorites that you've seen coming up?
Well, obviously, you know, Budweiser, a lot of the Budweiser stuff seems like to me, I'm always looking for the Budweiser ads. They either have a really great message to them, or, you know, they're funny, like the "What's up" kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what's interesting with Anheuser-Busch this past year, this was the first year that they actually let go of their exclusive beer alcohol ad rights. And so they've actually are allowing other beers to kind of play into the Super Bowl space. And they've had this lockdown for years. And so this is going to be an interesting change, I think, for that brand. But, you know, some of the greatest Super Bowl ads of all time come from Anheuser-Busch, right? You've got, as you mentioned, the "What's Up" campaigns. You know, one of my favorite ads of all time, I don't even know if this is a Super Bowl ad, but one of my favorite campaigns has to be Real Men of Genius, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Like, it was funny, is you could almost go on to, you know, any Facebook or TikTok site or whatever, and people can just play that music in the background over stupid stuff that they do, and it still rings true today. That was a great campaign.
Yeah, how sad is this, Jonathan? This is how much of a dork that I am. I actually own the CD I bought from the Budweiser store, The Real Men of Genius.
Oh, my gosh, that's pretty epic, actually. That's probably a pretty good listen to give you a chuckle every now and then.
Right. My favorite is the one where they talk about 10,000-calorie taco salad, and the guy says it, then he goes, "Is it healthy?" And he goes, "It's a salad, isn't it?"
Yeah, you know, those guys, what they know is, like, the real insights that just speak to the everyday man, and I love that about that brand. You know, we're going to see a little bit of that this year. You know, what's interesting is that, you know, over you just pick out one really funny insight, is that over the years, the consumer has been more health conscious, just boldly. And so what you're seeing is Michelob Ultra is going to be the largest beer in the world, or at least in the nation, because it's growing at higher clips than any other brand. And so they're putting more money. You're seeing Anheuser-Busch put more money behind Michelob Ultra than Budweiser or Bud Light or some of those staples that you know, guys our age grew up with. And a lot of that has to do with how they positioned the brand to being lower calorie, that low calorie, low carb effect. And so we'll see some ads coming up this year, and they're playing into that, as I said earlier, that nostalgia effect. They're going to do a remake of the Caddyshack. They're bringing back Bushwood Country Club. You're going to see major stars in this ad. They're also doing a interesting partnership with Netflix this year, so that they're putting QR codes out on their cans, and you'll be able to get sneak peeks of some upcoming Netflix shows, which I think is a really interesting kind of marketing stunt by putting two brands together and advertising together on one big stage.
Well, I want to talk about probably the guy who has the best PR people in the world, Rob Gronkowski, because he's on everything anymore. You know, they've been kind of teasing him making this field goal, and you have to watch the Super Bowl commercials to see if he's going to make this field goal.
I think this was one of the best stunts of the year. This could be the winner of the Super Bowl ads, in my opinion, because, as you mentioned, everybody loves Gronk. I think the teaser to the campaign that they've been playing over the last weeks, where he doesn't know what's going on, he walks outside and sees the big billboard of himself, to win people money if he makes it or not. Great campaign. They're making it easy. You know, FanDuel, we worked on the FanDuel account over the years, And their kind of position is like, we want to make it easy for people to win. And so they've invented, because they know that, you know, the daily fantasy sports is a game that takes a little bit of learning. It takes a little bit of confidence to get into. And so what's funny is they just started making free games, right? They started giving away the ability to play for free, to get people to understand the platform and download the app. And I think this stunt with Rob Gronkowski, where you can just place a bet on if he's going to make a field goal or not, is a genius marketing play. And everybody loves Gronk. So I can't wait to see what he pulls off here.
Yeah, one of the biggest Super Bowl prop bets ever, whether he's going to make this field goal or not.
Well, what would you put your bet money on? Is he going to make it?
Oh, of course he's going to make it. He's Gronk.
You know, I think it's
a given. So, hey, Jonathan, I do a little business. Can you hang with me a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, fantastic. Folks, on the phone with us, we are visiting with marketing expert Jonathan Ogle. He is the co-founder of the Infinite Agency as well, and talking a little Super Bowl ads. We're going to take a little quick break, come back, stick around. More at your service to come on KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, everyone. 9:18, your time. DJ Matt Pajeski, our producer tonight, kicking out the jams. Greg Damon sitting in the chair here on KMOX's At Your Service tonight. And we are talking a little Super Bowl advertisements, Super Bowl commercials. Jonathan Ogle, he's a marketing expert and co-founder of the Infinite Agency, has been kind enough to spend some of his Thursday night with us. And again, Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Hey, so glad to be here.
So just so you know, we were my crack staff that I have here, they were just Googling, and Rob Gronkowski made a field goal in high school. There's a video of it.
Oh, okay. So he's got some experience in this.
That's
apparently.
Right. That's right. So just there's a little back betting story for you there. How about that?
Oh, that should move the line, I guess, right?
Exactly. Well, coming up after you, we're actually going to talk with a gentleman who does a podcast on betting. So we're going to talk a little about that. I'm going to interject that into the conversation. So
that's smart.
So anyway, I want to also talk about one thing that really kind of upsets me because, you know, I'm a big fat guy. I like my candy. And M&M's now is kind of going away from their talking M&M's. And Maya Rudolph is stepping in as a spokesperson.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. I think you can thank your friends probably at Fox, Tucker Carlson, for probably a little bit of that stir of controversy there. You know, it's a funny scenario in the sense that we all kind of grew up knowing the spokes candies. But, you know, I think every brand has an opportunity to reinvent themselves, and either it'll work or it won't.
Sure, right. That's what advertising does.
Exactly. I mean, the fact that more people are talking about M&M's, maybe that'll give you a hankering to get some peanut M&M's every now and again.
Right. Well, you know, also I'm a big race fan, and M&M's stopped their sponsorship in NASCAR this year. So,
right.
Yeah, so just kind of just seeing, talking about reinventing themselves, see what they're going to do, what Mars M&M's is going to do as far as rebranding the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's also interesting that M&M's hasn't really talked, you know, spoken much besides making the announcement that they're moving away from the spokes candies after all the controversy online,
right,
about the green M&M changing their boots. I mean, it's kind of sad because I actually don't think the brand made that heavy of a change, but with all of the attack that it came under online and through, you know, spokespeople like Tucker Carlson, I think that they made just kind of a PR move. But, you know, they haven't really released what they're going to be, what the ad's going to be. We know Maya Rudolph is going to be featured in it, and that's all we know so far. So hopefully it'll be entertaining.
Yeah, supposedly she's going to call them Mayas instead of M&Ms. It's going to be Mayas.
That's interesting.
That's what,
you know,
go ahead.
You know, it's also kind of funny is that I was watching for, you know, some of the other campaigns that are going to be out there, and one of them is also the Mr. Peanut. And if you remember a few years ago, they killed off Mr. Peanut, right?
Right.
And this year he's coming back with the roast of Mr. Peanut, where they brought in some comedians to kind of roast down Mr. Peanut. And you know, at the end of it, it's pretty funny because he just basically says that maybe should have left me dead or something like that at the end. But when you have a hit, maybe you got to reprise him every once in a while.
No, exactly. Well, he's iconic. I mean, you know, he's got the monocle. So
exactly.
Talking about some other stars that are going to be in some of these commercials, you know, as you mentioned, Serena Williams, Dave Grohl's going to do a commercial for Crown Royal Whiskey, I believe.
That's right. I think they've teased quite a bit on Crown Royals, but we'll see what they end up coming out with on that one. That one's one to be watching for because they haven't given us too much information about it.
Yeah, what about Anna Faris and her tagline is she's going bare for this commercial?
Oh, so. Yeah. Yes, you know, interesting about this one, there's a couple of them that I find interesting because, you know, being from Dallas, I've got some colleagues who actually produce this spot here at Lerma, which is an agency here in Dallas. And they actually produce two spots. You know, the first one you mentioned is Anna Faris with the avocados from Mexico. And they're having a biblical kind of, you know, a theme to this ad and how avocados can make everything better. And it kind of says, hey, what if instead of an apple, you know, she chose an avocado. I think that's kind of a theme. But you honestly can't go wrong alluding to naked people all over the screen. Usually people's eyes are glued on that just in case the editor had his, too many to drink the night before, I guess.
Right, exactly. You mentioned, you know, Breaking Bad doing pop corners, you know, with Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul kind of reprising their roles.
Yeah, they're going to be – I think that's – they did a pretty good job with that spot, in my opinion. People love Breaking Bad. And they basically reinvented an iconic scene. They did it well. So I think that one was a pretty good one to watch. You know, going back real quick, I wanted to touch on that other one, you know, from Lerma. They also have the He Gets Us ad that's playing. I think that this, I think they put about, I think the last I heard was maybe $10 or $20 million into two ads, which I don't know if you're familiar with the campaign He Gets Us, but it's basically a campaign rebranding Jesus.
Right, yes, I've seen several commercials on that.
Yeah, and they're actually well done, thought-provoking, and I think that they're trying to, you know, create a, you know, I don't know if Jesus needs to be rebranded, but I think their point is actually sharp in the sense that they, you know, they're saying, like, you know, Christians maybe haven't become the best brand for Christianity, so let's put the focus back on Christ. And the way they did it is, you know, just tackling kind of controversial topics head on. And so I'm interested to see the reaction of people with that campaign, because that'll be pretty interesting and kind of different for what the Super Bowl would normally allow, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's a really good campaign that they have going on, because it really makes you think about your faith, or, you know, just kind of tweaking in your head, like, hey, maybe I ought to check something like that out. You know, it seems to me that a lot of things have walked away from faith. A lot of things in life today, certainly a lot different. People's views are a lot different, and I think this could be pretty thought provoking.
It's absolutely thought provoking, and again, I think it's going to cause reaction both for the good and for the bad. But what even is most interesting on that is that, like, the way in which the topics came up, I think in some ways, like, rebuts what Christianity, you know, in the last 5 to 6 years has become known for, at least in politics and some of the policies that people kind of claim to be on the right or the left. So there's a lot of controversy around this campaign. I'm actually surprised that the NFL committee and the Super Bowl committee allowed the campaign, but I'm happy about it. And again, you know, those are some of my colleagues and friends here in Dallas, Texas, who got to produce that spot. So shout out to them, because that's a great campaign.
Yes, absolutely. My favorite, I think, well, I shouldn't say my favorite, hopefully it'll be my favorite, is obviously this is Super Bowl 57. And what's that mean? Heinz 57 has got a spot going on.
Heinz 57. So you catch me with something that I didn't know. I hadn't seen this one.
Yeah.
So what is this one about?
I really don't know. All I have is a little snippet. Just says that Heinz 57 has got a number on all the or is calling out Super Bowl 57 for its use over its Roman numerals in Heinz 57. So we'll see what happens with that.
Well, what a smart idea. I'm hoping good things happen for them. I mean, they're known as the brand for ketchup. They've had some great campaigns this year where they ask people to say, draw ketchup, and people just drew Heinz bottles. That's an iconic brand.
Exactly. Hey, Jonathan, we've got a few minutes here left. I want to talk a little about the cost of these. Some of these commercials going for $7 million on a 30-second spot. Man, it's just kind of crazy. Do you feel that these companies, I mean, obviously they do, because they spend the money. Do they get their value out of it? Do they get, you know, enough looks for this?
Well, before just answering that right away, like, we got to put that number in context. In 2010, the average 30-second spot was $2.9 million. It was under three. Today it's seven. So you're seeing an almost double the price in a little over 10 years. It's unreal how much these campaigns are going for. At the same time, nine of the top 10 most viewed programs in history in the United States were Super Bowls, right? MASH, the season finale of MASH, is the only thing breaking into that stratosphere in terms of how many people watched the Super Bowl. Last year, 112 million people watched last year. How big is the U.S.? 380 million, something like that?
Right.
You're talking one out of four people watch. I mean, it's the biggest thing that the entire, it's a cultural phenomenon because everybody is viewing it. And so the question is it worth it? I mean, you know, as an example, there's a brand that we've all probably heard of and maybe even used now that was completely unheard of when they put all of their eggs in the basket, all of their marketing dollars 1 year into one idea, and it was the Super Bowl. And that brand was GoDaddy. Nobody had ever heard of GoDaddy. before the Super Bowl ad. And they, you know, the ad frankly wasn't even there that good. They kind of used the sex sells strategy. But after that moment, it became a household name. Everybody knew it. And so that's what it can do for a brand, is put you on the map. You know, Coinbase last year, I think they did a great job with their ad campaign, and they had the ad that was simply the DVD ripoff, where the QR code just moved across the screen really slowly. That was a smart ad. The advertisement went silent, and people just, you know, hit their phones up to the screen to find out who is putting the QR code on the screen right now. And I don't know if that really worked for crypto, but most people have now heard of Coinbase. And so I think that while the price is unreal, I mean, absolutely, the numbers are just out of this world. You don't have a chance to break into cultural from an earned media and from getting into people's living rooms easier than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, even if you're not a fan of it and don't really pay attention, most people have Super Bowl parties. A lot of folks go to Super Bowl parties, and at some point in time, you're going to see that on TV.
Absolutely. And hopefully it's good entertainment as well, right? It hopefully creates a deeper emotional connection from a brand to a consumer, making somebody laugh, making somebody cry, making somebody think.
Nope, you're exactly right. Hey, Jonathan, I want to thank you so much for hanging out with us here on the KMOX's At Your Service this evening. For folks who want more information, or where can they go to get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're a brand that's looking to make a splash, hit up theinfiniteagency.com, and you can find us there. You can see some of our work. You can see how we help brands grow. I mean, that's really our heart and our service. And so I appreciate your time and having me on today.
Yeah, absolutely. Great interview. A lot of fun. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you so much. That's Jonathan Ogle here on KMOX's At Your Service. This is Greg Damon. We're going to take a quick break. Coming back, more Super Bowl talk. We're actually going to get into a little of the, the money-making aspect of the Super Bowl. Talk a little betting coming up. Stick around. You got more to come at your service on KMOX. Welcome back, everybody. Last segment here on KMOX is At Your Service tonight. Greg Damon hanging out with you. 9:35 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. We've kind of been talking about the big game most of the evening here on KMOX, and I wanted to bring in my good friend. What's your name? No, my good friend David Sharp. He has a podcast called The Winning Ticket. Actually broadcast live right over at... I almost said Dueling Fans. FanDuel over at
DraftKings.
DraftKings at Casino Queen.
Oh, yeah. Way to go, Greg.
I know, and I've been there I don't know how many times on top of it. So, David, thanks for coming down. Actually, David in the studio hanging out with us here on At Your Service. Thanks for coming down and talking a little bit about it, because I am still not a guy who bets or really understands it or anything else.
This is one of the most... I guess gambling's year-round, right? Every day, you can get in action every single day, but...
I just gamble in life.
Well, everything we do is some kind of gamble, right? It all comes down to math, but we're not going to get that deep into
I'd
it,
I'd take
right?
my shoes off, and I don't right? want to do that.
I mean, insurance, it's all math for them, right?
Right, exactly.
Life is a gamble, right? But this is one of the most exciting times of the year, especially for me. You know, we got the big game coming up Sunday, and, you know... You don't only have to bet the spread, you know, the over-under or pick a team. There's over 250 proposition bets.
Right. I know the prop bets are kind of crazy. But, you know, for me, as a guy who bets, I'm just going to say I'm going to take this team to win.
Yeah.
You know, but when they start getting into different spreads and, you know, I don't understand the whole money line to where – negative 500 plus 500. I don't understand that whole thing.
Well, you want to go over it?
Sure. We got time.
All right. Excuse me. So if you just want to take Philadelphia, right? Okay. They're minus 1.5 points, and you have to lay 110 to win $100. And then you also have to lay a point and a half. So you're going to have to win by two to win your bet, and you have to lay 110 to win 100. Now, if you just want Philadelphia to win, you're going to lay right around minus 150, 160. So you got to lay $150 to win 100. Now, if you take Kansas City, You can take the point and a half, laying 110 to win 100, or you can take them just to win, and now you're going to get plus 110, plus 120. So meaning you would win 120 for your $100 bet. Yeah. It depends where you're finding your odds at, but hopefully you go to DraftKings at Casino Queen. Thanks for letting me get that in.
That's the only place I would go to do that. But you know, it's still all Greek to me. I still don't understand that. I just and as we talked before, you know, as far as me betting, it's really tough because I bet with my heart. I'm not you know, we've talked many times about different types of bets, or you're going to take this team or whatever. Like I'd never take that team in my life, but you know, you do it to have the advantage where
sure.
I bet with my heart. I am a casino's best customer because I'm the guy who's going to bet with my heart and not pay attention to what anything else is.
Yeah. Especially prop bets and on big events like the big game, right? So the amateur, there's, the two biggest sporting events in the United States are the Super Bowl, the big game, and the Kentucky Derby.
That was my next guess.
Right? Which obviously is one of my, it's a holiday in my life. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. So it's a religious holiday in my life. So, yeah. So what happens when somebody like me or an advantage player or somebody who does it for a living will take advantage of people betting with their heart. So a lot of the lines will move and you have to check. There's no, like, I don't go into it saying I like Kansas City because, and then I'm going to bet Kansas City. I'm going to go in and look and see where the amateur money is, right? And may, you know, and take advantage of that.
This is why I hate you.
Well, there's not always an advantage play to be made. So you have to go through every single wager, every prop bet and understand, you know, and do your research. And you don't have to. I mean, you could just like Jalen Hurts over 50 and a half yards for, you know, rushing. You might say he's not going to do it. He's going to do it. You're going to lay, you know, minus 115, which means you have to lay $115 to win 100. I just use that. It's an easy term to use. That's what it's based on. The books make it easy.
I know. You're looking at me and you're thinking, I'm betting $100. There's no way that, you know, I like that money coming in. I don't like that money going out. So,
well, I mean,
like $5. But
that's okay. I mean, there's so much money bet around the world on the big game that the line could move and you could find a crack, right? Or an advantage play for somebody who knows what they're doing. With the amateur money, could be betting with their heart, I could find the other end, and that's what I'm looking for.
So I did want to ask you, because this is something I didn't understand as well. So when you make a bet, doesn't matter if you do it at a casino, sports book, whatever, if you make a bet, and let's just say it's you know, plus 200, okay, and you make it 2 weeks out, you bet there, and then all of a sudden the line moves. Is it still the same as what you bet then, the plus 200, no matter what the line is currently?
Yeah, so absolutely. When you're betting with a book, it's on your ticket. When you make that bet at that moment, that is the line that you get.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's no returning your ticket either. So once you make that bet, you can't cash that back in if you don't like the line.
Right.
Yeah. In horse racing, it's a little bit different, which we can get to a little bit later, but it's a parimutuel. So if you make your bet 30 minutes before the race, an hour before the race, and you don't like the line, you can always cash in your ticket, take your money back.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't like to do it, but they'll do it.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. I'll have to think about that now. Now, see, going over to the horse track, I'm going to have to. Nah.
Well, your $5 isn't going to move the line. I'm just letting you know.
Now, you know, my wife, she likes to partake of the ponies and always calls you for the line, for sure. So, hey, I want to go over a little bit about these prop bets. Yeah. A lot of folks don't understand what prop bets are, proposition bets. And these are kind of like, I guess, side bets, kind of like craps. They're side bets.
Yeah.
On the football game, and they're kind of, some of them's kind of ridiculous, and, you know, I seen one the other day that was, what color Gatorade is it going to be that they're going to throw on the winning coach? You know, is it going to be blue? Is it going to be yellow? Is it going to be orange?
Yeah.
And, you know, who's going to win the coin toss? As you mentioned about Jalen Hurts and his rushing, what team's going to score first? One of the things I thought was pretty funny is the length of the national anthem.
Yeah, yeah. Under.
Who comes up with this stuff?
Well, obviously somebody's getting paid a lot of money to come up with this stuff, right? I mean, if you can bet any way they can make a dollar, right? Anything they can come. It's because most of the people that are watching are, you know, this is entertainment.
Sure.
And so they have to come with not only sports wagers, they have to come up with something that's part of the entertainment. They want you to wager on every minute of the entire program.
Right. Well, this is for the casual fan like myself, or the casual bettor, I should say.
Yeah.
They want to say, like, you know, get interested in that.
Yeah. I mean, there's no, like, advantage play for me knowing what color Gatorade is going to be poured. I'm not able to find it. Now, if I want to bet it and have a fun time, I won't be betting that bet, just to let you know.
So this is something that I was talking about with my last guest. Rob Gronkowski is going to be in one of these commercials, and he is going to kick a field goal. They've been teasing it for a couple weeks now that he's going to kick this field goal. So we may have some inside information, David.
Yeah.
We have some inside information. There is a video of him in high school kicking a field goal and making it.
Yeah.
In high school. So is this like insider information to bet whether he's going to make it or not?
So we could see a little. If you go on YouTube, you can watch it. Just look up Rob Gronkowski high school field goal. But it was really ugly.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back, everybody. Last segment here on KMOX is at your service tonight. Greg Damon hanging out with you. 9:35 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. We've kind of been talking about the big game most of the evening here on KMOX, and I wanted to bring in my good friend. What's your name? No, my good friend David Sharp. He has a podcast called The Winning Ticket. Actually broadcast live right over at... almost said dueling fans. FanDuel over at
DraftKings.
DraftKings at Casino Queen. Oh,
yeah. Way to go, Greg.
I know, and I've been there I don't know how many times on top of it. So, but David, thanks for coming down. Actually, David in the studio hanging out with us here on At Your Service. Thanks for coming down and talking a little bit about it, because I am still not a guy who bets or really understands it or anything else.
This is one of the most, for, I guess, gambling's year-round, right? Every day, you can get in action every single day. But
I just gamble in life.
Well, everything we do is some kind of gamble, right? It all comes down to math, but we're not going to get that deep into
it. I'd take my shoes off, and I don't want to do that.
I mean, insurance, it's all math for them, right?
Right, exactly.
Life is a gamble, right? But this is one of the most exciting times of the year, especially for me. You know, we got the big game coming up Sunday, and, you know, you don't only have to bet the spread, you know, the over-under or pick a team. There's over 250 proposition bets.
Right. I know the prop bets are kind of crazy. But, you know, for me, as a guy who bets, I'm just going to say I'm going to take this team to win.
Yeah.
You know, but when they start getting into different spreads and, you know, I don't understand the whole money line to where – negative 500 plus 500. I don't understand that whole thing.
Well, you want to go over it?
Sure. We got time.
All right. Excuse me. So if you just want to take Philadelphia, right? Okay. They're -1.5 points and you have to lay 110 to win $100. And then you also have to lay a point and a half. So you're going to have to win by 2 to win your bet. And you have to lay 110 to win 100. Now, if you just want Philadelphia to win, you're going to lay right around -150, 160. So you got to lay $150 to win 100. Now, if you take Kansas City, you can take the point and a half, laying 110 to win 100. Or you can take them just to win, and now you're going to get +110, +120. So meaning you would win 120 for your $100 bet. Yeah. It depends where you're finding your odds at, but hopefully you go to DraftKings at Casino Queen. Thanks for letting me get that in.
That's the only place I would go to do that. But you know, it's still all Greek to me. I still don't understand that. I just and as we talked before, you know, as far as me betting, it's really tough because I bet with my heart. I'm not you know, we've talked many times about different types of bets, or you're going to take this team or whatever. Like, I'd never take that team in my life. But, you know, you do it to have the advantage where
sure.
I bet with my heart. I am a casino's best customer because I'm the guy who's going to bet with my heart and not pay attention to what anything else is.
Yeah, especially prop bets and on big events like the big game, right? So the amateur, there's the two biggest sporting events in the United States are the Super Bowl, the big game, and the Kentucky Derby.
That was my next guess.
Right? Which obviously is one of my, it's a holiday in my life. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. So it's a religious holiday in my life. So, yeah. So what happens when somebody like me or an advantage player or somebody who does it for a living will take advantage of people betting with their heart. So a lot of the lines will move and you have to check. There's no, like, I don't go into it saying I like Kansas City because, and then I'm going to bet Kansas City. I'm going to go in and look and see where the amateur money is, right? And may, you know, and take advantage of that.
This is why I hate you.
Well, there's not always an advantage play to be made. So you have to go through every single wager, every prop bet and understand, you know, and do your research. And you don't have to. I mean, you could just like Jalen Hurts over 50.5 yards for rushing. You might say he's not going to do it. He's going to do it. You're going to lay, -115, which means you have to lay $115 to win 100. I just use that. It's an easy term to use. That's what it's based on. The books make it easy.
I know. You're looking at me and you're thinking, I'm betting $100. There's no way that, you know, I like that money coming in. I don't like that money going out. So,
well I mean,
like $5.
But that's okay. I mean, there's so much money bet around the world on the big game that the line could move and you could find a crack, right? Or an advantage play for somebody who knows what they're doing. With the amateur money, could be betting with their heart, I could find the other end, and that's what I'm looking for.
So I did want to ask you, because this is something I didn't understand as well. So when you make a bet, doesn't matter if you do it at a casino, sports book, whatever, if you make a bet, and let's just say it's, +200, okay, and you make it 2 weeks out, you bet there, and then all of a sudden the line moves. Do you still, is it still the same as what you bet then, the plus 200, no matter what the line is currently?
Yeah, so absolutely. When you're betting with a book, it's on your ticket. When you make that bet at that moment, that is the line that you get.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's no returning your ticket either. So once you make that bet, you can't cash that back in if you don't like the line.
Right.
Yeah. In horse racing, it's a little bit different, which we can get to a little bit later, but it's a parimutuel. So if you make your bet 30 minutes before the race, an hour before the race, and you don't like the line, you can always cash in your ticket, take your money back.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't like to do it, but they'll do it.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. I'll have to think about that now. Now, see, going over to the horse track, I'm going to have to... Nah.
Well, your $5 isn't going to move the line. I'm just letting you know.
Now, you know, my wife, she likes to partake of the ponies and always calls you for the line, for sure. So, hey, I want to go over a little bit about these prop bets. Yeah. A lot of folks don't understand what prop bets are, proposition bets. And these are kind of like, I guess, side bets, kind of like craps. They're side bets.
Yeah.
On the football game, and they're kind of, some of them's kind of ridiculous, and, you know, I seen one the other day that was, what color Gatorade is it going to be that they're going to throw on the winning coach? You know, is it going to be blue? Is it going to be yellow? Is it going to be orange?
Yeah.
And, you know, well, who's going to win the coin toss? As you mentioned about Jalen Hurts and his rushing, what team's going to score first? One of the things I thought was pretty funny is the length of the national anthem.
Yeah, yeah. Under.
Who comes up with this stuff?
Well, obviously somebody's getting paid a lot of money to come up with this stuff, right? I mean, if you can bet any way they can make a dollar, right? Anything they can come. It's because most of the people that are watching are, you know, this is entertainment.
Sure.
And so they have to come with not only... sports wagers, they have to come up with something that's part of the entertainment. They want you to wager on every minute of the entire program.
Right. Well, this is for the casual fan like myself, or the casual bettor, I should say.
Yeah.
They want to say, like, you know, get interested in that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no, like, advantage play for me knowing what color Gatorade is going to be poured. I'm not able to find it. Now, if I want to bet it and have a fun time, I won't be betting that bet, just to let you know.
So this is something that I was talking about with my last guest, Rob Gronkowski. He's going to be in one of these commercials, and he is going to kick a field goal. They've been teasing it for a couple weeks now that he's going to kick this field goal. So we may have some inside information, David.
Yeah.
We may have some inside information. There is a video of him in high school kicking a field goal and making it.
Yeah.
In high school. So is this like insider information to bet whether he's going to make it or not?
So we could see a little, if you go on YouTube, you can watch it. Just look up Rob Gronkowski high school field goal. But it was really ugly. I mean, and he
doesn't make it.
No, he makes it, but he kicked it really low. So if he does that, and there's nobody blocking, right?
Right. There's no other team.
Okay. Because if somebody was blocking, he'd be in big trouble.
That's right. Well, see, it doesn't matter, though. It's just if he makes it or not.
Well, I mean, it had some distance on it in high school. So, you know, we'll have to see. I couldn't find a line on it. So I'm going to be looking for that.
Yeah, you're going to have to, because this, you know.
I'll get back to you.
All right. I appreciate that. Some of the other prop bets is shortest touchdown scored.
Yeah.
Longest touchdown scored. Total yards of the longest field goal, whether it's over 46 and a half or under 46 and a half.
Yeah. Are you asking my opinion, or are you just...
I'm just kind of going through
okay.
some of these.
All right.
Jersey number to score the first touchdown. You know. Will the game go into overtime? I thought the Gatorade was the kind of crazy one.
Yeah. I just got a text from a good friend of mine saying Chris Stapleton's singing the national anthem.
Correct.
So, could go. He says he likes the over. I don't know. I usually take the under in these things, but, you know, I think last couple of years it's been over. I'm not going to be making a wager on the national anthem.
So the over and under on the national anthem is just over 2 minutes, hovering over just over 2 minutes. The last four national anthems in the Super Bowl times, 151, 149, 201, and 2 minutes.
So by them making it 2 minutes, they think he's going to take his time.
Yeah. Maybe so. Maybe Chris has got money laid on it.
You know, that's why I don't make the wager. Anything that somebody could predetermine in their head, I'm probably staying away from.
Another one that I seen was Rihanna. What song will she sing first?
Yeah, well,
I guess if you're her manager and you already know the set list.
Well, I'm going to take away the song with Eminem because Eminem was last year, right? So I'm assuming he's not coming back for a special appearance with her. I could be wrong. I don't know. That's maybe something to think about.
How about this one? This was the Super Bowl MVP in his speech. What will he name first? Team, city or fans, God, family, coaches or owners?
I didn't do my research on that.
I didn't.
It'd be funny to go back and think and you know, see who the previous MVPs mentioned, right? That's the research you have to do, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
What about will a player propose after the game?
What's the odd? Did it say the odds?
It doesn't. I didn't look at it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some plus money involved in that.
Which chip company commercial will air first, Doritos or Pringles?
I would pick Doritos.
Who wins a coin toss? Most points after halftime than before. We talked about Jalen Hurts, which team scores, and who's going to be the MVP. Kind of different prop bets.
Yeah, who's going to be the MVP? If you think this is going to be lower scoring, you could probably find good odds on a defensive player. But how many times is a defensive player MVP?
Nil.
Well, so that's why, you know, putting up, if you can find somebody you really like and find a big plus, you know, let's say you bet your $5, you could turn that into $50.
Right. Well, the only three MVPs that you can think of, obviously Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, or Travis Kelce. That's the only three that I can think of right off the top of my head.
Yeah, and you're not getting any real value with any of them.
Hey, David, I got to take a quick break here. Hang with me a few more minutes, please.
Love it.
All right, fantastic. Hey, folks, we're visiting with David Scharf. He does a podcast called The Winning Ticket over at DraftKings at Casino Queen. And we're going to do a little business. We'll be right back. Stick around. More to come. Welcome back, everyone, here on KMOX. How about this one? Now, welcome back, everybody, here on KMOX is at your service tonight. Greg Damon hanging out with you. Matt Pajeski, he is DJ Matt. That's what we're going to call him from now on. Thanks to Matt for producing our show tonight. In studio, we're visiting with David Scharf. He has a podcast called The Winning Ticket on and does a show live over at DraftKings at Casino Queen every Saturday morning as well. So thanks, David, for coming in studio and hanging out with us. Talk a little bit about betting and the whole gambling thing that I'm still scared of.
Yeah, it's okay to be scared of it, and you can just call me.
I do, and it's like, here, where do I put my money? That's what I do.
Well, I mean, you can ask me, but there's a reason why I'm still working for a living, Greg.
Oh, I know. So we kind of talked about prop bets and stuff like that. So tell me a little bit, what's some of your favorites?
Yeah, I've been going through as many as I can. You got Jalen Hurts is 50 and a half yards over under how many he's going to rush. You know, you have to lay 115 to win 100. I'm not real sold on either way, but what I do like, even if Patrick Mahomes is hurt, the line is usually much higher and you get a good price. It's 19 and a half yards. 19 and a half yards for the game. Patrick Mahomes rushing. This is rushing only. You lay 100, you win 100, so it's a good price. It's a plus called plus 100. So you're not laying any juice to make the bet.
So if he rushes for 22 yards.
Rushes for 20 yards, you win. It could be first quarter. I don't know how hurt he is. Maybe he's really hurt, but he's still going to have to scramble. Even with Philly's defense, I still think he's going to have to scramble. Hurt or not, it could happen in one play that he rushes for 20 yards. So that's probably one of my favorite prop bets because of the price. And 19 and a half yards is not a lot for Patrick Mahomes, hurt or not.
It's not even a lot for me.
Right. Yeah. All right. You're half a yard.
It's negative half a yard.
Yeah, negative half a yard. I'll take the under.
All right. Well, that's all the time. No.
Yeah. No, it's okay. It's all right. I really like that. Also, Miles Sanders receiving yards, 4.5. It's catch out of the backfield.
Right.
Right. I like the over. And you're laying 115 to win 100. And I use that line because that's what books use. But it might, you can bet $50, right? Lay $57.50. You can go off $10, whatever you want to bet. It's a $5 minimum when you go to the book. So you don't have to bet 100. I just use 100 because it's easier to explain.
Sure, I understand.
Yeah, so I like the over with Miles Sanders over 4.5 yards, laying 115 to win 100. Quez Watkins, interesting to me. It's 11.5 yards. It's one pass, right? It's one pass. I like the over. The problem with that is you're laying 120 to win 100. So when you start laying a lot of money,
more money to win 100.
I'm not liking it as much, but those are the three I'm really interested in as far as, I like Quez Watkins over 11.5 yards, laying -120, Miles Sanders over 4.5. Patrick Mahomes, my favorite one is Patrick Mahomes over 19.5 yards, even money.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty safe bet, I would think.
Well, I mean, he's going to have to run. He's going to have to scramble. Hurt or not, he's going to have to do it. He's not going to throw all of them away. So that's my thought process, and that's going to be one of the plays that I make.
And you're sticking to it.
I am.
So let's get to the real line. What is the over and under on Aaron Rodgers returning to the Packers?
You should know that better than me.
He's coming back.
He's coming back? Yeah. What, $59.8 million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you leaving that on the table?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't care how wealthy you are. How are you leaving that on the table?
Well, I mean, let's hear what his ego has to say.
He's going to be in a dark room for a week, so we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let him think about it.
That's right.
All right.
Exactly. All right. So real quick, Dave, we got about a minute left. Churchill Downs getting a big makeover.
Yeah, big makeover. It's in process. The 149th Kentucky Derby will be this May, but they won't be finished until the 150th, and I will be going. I'm pretty sure I will be going a year from this May.
You told me you're taking me.
That sounds great. Let's go.
All right.
Yeah. No, 150th Kentucky Derby, that's a year from this May. They have put millions of dollars into the renovation of Churchill Downs, and it's beautiful as is, but it's going to be spectacular.
It was one of my favorite places I've ever visited. We didn't get to go for a race. We just kind of did a tour there. It was incredible.
How much time do I have?
You have 20 seconds.
Okay, Frosted Departure just ran in a Derby prep race, became friends quickly with the owners of this horse, just ran in prep race, 16th on the Derby points list, headed to the Rebel Stakes at Oaklawn. I'm so excited. Frosted Departure, Kenny McPeak trained, so keep a lookout for this horse.
All right, real quick, where can folks get a hold of you or they want to listen to you?
Go to 590thefan.com. We are live at 6 o'clock on Friday nights, and the winning ticket 21 on YouTube.
All right. Well, thanks so much, David. Appreciate you coming down, hanging out with us. Folks, that's going to wrap up this edition of At Your Service. Hey, don't forget Valentine's Day right around the corner. Make sure you get your significant other something really nice as well. And folks, be nice to each other out there. Be nice to each other. We don't need all the hate. Thanks for listening. Come. Welcome back, everyone, here on KMOX. How about this one? Now, welcome back, everybody, here on KMOX is At Your Service tonight. Greg Damon hanging out with you. Matt Pajeski, he is DJ Matt. That's what we're going to call him from now on. Thanks to Matt for producing our show tonight. In studio, we're visiting with David Scharf. He has a podcast called The Winning Ticket on and does a show live over at DraftKings at Casino Queen every Saturday morning as well. So thanks, David, for coming in the studio and hanging out with us. Talk a little bit about betting and the whole gambling thing that I'm still scared of.
Yeah, it's okay to be scared of it, and you can just call me.
I do, and it's like, here, where do I put my money? That's what I do.
Well, I mean, you can ask me, but there's a reason why I'm still working for a living, Greg.
Oh, I know. So we kind of talked about prop bets and stuff like that. So tell me a little bit, what's some of your favorites?
Yeah, I've been going through as many as I can. You know, you got Jalen Hurts is 50.5 yards over under how many he's going to rush. You know, you have to lay 115 to win 100. I'm not real sold on either way, but what I do like, even if Patrick Mahomes is hurt, The line is usually much higher, and you get a good price. It's 19.5 yards. 19.5 yards for the game, Patrick Mahomes rushing. This is rushing only. You lay 100, you win 100, so it's a good price. It's a plus, called plus 100. So you're not laying any juice to make the bet.
So if he rushes for 22 yards.
Rushes for 20 yards, you win. It could be first quarter. I don't know how hurt he is. Maybe he's really hurt, but he's still going to have to scramble. With Philly's defense, I still think he's going to have to scramble. Hurt or not, it could happen in one play that he rushes for 20 yards. So that's probably one of my favorite prop bets because of the price. And 19.5 yards is not a lot for Patrick Mahomes, hurt or not.
It's not even a lot for me.
Right. Yeah. All right. You're half a yard.
It's negative half a yard.
Yeah, negative half a yard. I'll take the under.
All right. Well, that's all the time. No.
Yeah. No, it's okay. It's all right. I really like that. Also, Miles Sanders receiving yards, 4.5. It's a catch out of the backfield.
Right.
Right. I like the over, and you're laying 115 to win 100, and I use that line because that's what books use, but you can bet $50, right? Lay $57.50. You can go off $10, whatever you want to bet. It's a $5 minimum when you go to the book. So you don't have to bet 100. I just use 100 because it's easier to explain.
Sure, I understand.
Yeah. So I like the over with Miles Sanders over 4.5 yards, laying 115 to win 100. Quez Watkins, interesting to me. It's 11.5 yards. It's one pass, right? It's one pass. I like the over. The problem with that is you're laying 120 to win 100. So when you start laying a lot of money,
to win 100,
I'm not liking it as much. But those are the three I'm really interested in as far as I like Quez Watkins over 11.5 yards, laying -120. Miles Sanders over 4.5. Yeah, and Patrick Mahomes, my favorite one is Patrick Mahomes over 19.5 yards, even money.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty safe bet, I would think.
Well, I mean, he's going to have to run. He's going to have to scramble. Hurt or not, he's going to have to do it. He's not going to throw all of them away. So that's my thought process, and that's going to be one of the plays that I
make. And you're sticking to it.
I am.
So let's get to the real line. What is the over and under on Aaron Rodgers returning to the Packers?
You should know that better than me.
He's coming back.
He's coming back? Yeah. What, $59.8 million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you leaving that on the table?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't care how wealthy you are. How are you leaving that on the table?
Well, I mean, let's hear what his ego has to say.
He's going to be in a dark room for a week, so we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let him think about it.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly. All right. So real quick, Dave, we got about a minute left. Churchill Downs getting a big makeover.
Yeah, big makeover. It's in process. The 149th Kentucky Derby will be this May, but they won't be finished until the 150th, and I will be going. I'm pretty sure I will be going a year from this May.
You told me you're taking me.
That sounds great. Let's go.
All right.
Yeah. No, 150th Kentucky Derby, that's a year from this May. They have put millions of dollars into the renovation of Churchill Downs, and it's beautiful as is, but it's going to be spectacular.
It was one of my favorite places I've ever visited. We didn't get to go for a race. We just kind of did a tour there. It was incredible.
How much time do I have?
You have 20 seconds.
Okay, Frosted Departure just ran in a Derby prep race, became friends quickly with the owners of this horse, just ran in prep race, 16th on the Derby points list, headed to the Rebel Stakes at Oaklawn. I'm so excited. Frosted Departure, Kenny McPeak trained, so keep a lookout for this horse.
All right, real quick, where can folks get a hold of you or they want to listen to you?
Go to 590thefan.com. We are live at 6 o'clock on Friday nights, and the winning ticket 21 on YouTube.
All right. Well, thanks so much, David. Appreciate you coming down, hanging out with us. Folks, that's going to wrap up this edition of At Your Service. Hey, don't forget Valentine's Day right around the corner. Make sure you get your significant other something really nice as well. And folks, be nice to each other out there. Be nice to each other. We don't need all the hate. Thanks for listening.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.